In this bulletin, New South Wales ambulances are enduring a daily level of demand comparable to New Year's Eve as they transport hundreds of suspected COVID-19 patients each day. Australians reflect on the September 11th terror attacks 20 years on. And in sport, Melbourne beat Geelong in Friday night's match, cementing their place in the AFL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghad. New South Wales ambulances are enduring a daily level of demand comparable to New Year's Eve as they transport hundreds of suspected COVID-19 patients each day. In the past 2 weeks, around 3,500 people diagnosed with or suspected of having the virus were transported by ambulances in the state. NSW Ambulance Commissioner Dominic Morgan said on Friday that around 3,400 unique 000 calls were coming through daily.
I know that every doctor, every nurse and every paramedic in this state is doing the best they can to look after their patients. They have to be super cautious when dealing with patients who potentially will contaminate them and other patients in the hospital. There is absolutely no doubt there are still long, extensive delays, and look through the eyes of a paramedic for 5 minutes, sitting there in full PPE, you literally are drenched to the skin, waiting to process a patient through into hospital. It's very frustrating.
New South Wales Ambulance will bring on more than 100 new paramedics this month to cope with the demand. It comes as the state sets a new COVID-19 record with 1,542 new locally acquired cases of the virus, and as Premier Gladys Berejiklian announces she will no longer be holding daily COVID press conferences, opting for online updates from the state's health team instead. The Victorian government is under pressure to release Melbourne's roadmap out of lockdown as the state records 334 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and another death. It's the highest number in the current outbreak, with 149 cases linked to known clusters and a remaining 185 infections under investigation. An unvaccinated Coburg man in his 70s died in hospital. COVID-19 commander Jerome Waymar says 52% of the state's vaccines are being allocated to Melbourne's northern and western suburbs, which are at the epicenter of the outbreak.
Our focus at the moment here is what else can we do to contain the widespread community transmission we're seeing in the north and west. I think in terms of timing, we're all frustrated. We'd all like to know when we can do things again, when we can return to normal practices, when we can go out of Melbourne again, and when all those other things become possible. Our focus as a team over the last few weeks has been around how can we contain the pandemic as much as possible. That's what's allowed us to release regional Victoria.
Today marks 20 years since the September 11 terror attacks in 2001, where 10 Australians perished in the collapse of the Twin Towers in New York City. Melburnian Michael McEtron was living in New York City at the time and witnessed the attack from three blocks away.
When that second one started falling, everyone just started screaming, it's falling, and running north. And there's hundreds of people around, there's people covered in glass, there's people in blood, and I saw one of the scariest things for me was seeing people jumping out of that building before it fell. It seemed like every 30 seconds there'd be a person falling or two people holding hands, and the building was flaking off as well, bits and pieces.
Sydney Sider and Margulis was in a yoga class on an upper floor of a building in Lower Manhattan with views that provided a horrific cinema-like view of the two planes striking the towers. She was diagnosed with thyroid and stomach cancer in the years to come, which she attributes to the toxic dust that blanketed New York.
It's all manageable, it's all fine. The big thing for me now is still living with trauma. You know, thinking about the families and the people who were who died, and the people who were injured, and the people like me.
While the impact continues 20 years on, Mr. McEtron says the experience influenced his attempt to become a firefighter, pushed him to take more risks and live life to the fullest. In the AFL, the Melbourne Demons have defeated Geelong Cats by 83 points in the preliminary final at Perth's Optus Stadium in front of nearly 59,000 fans. In just 6 minutes of playing time during the third quarter of Friday night's match, Melbourne captain Max Gawn kicked 4 goals, turning a 29-point halftime lead into a 70-point margin. The victory means the team is just 1 win away from landing the premiership, which would be their first flag since 1964. Melbourne will meet either Port Adelaide or the Western Bulldogs in the grand final in Perth on the 25th of September. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, there'll be a shower or two, and 19 degrees. Adelaide, an evening shower or two, also 19. Melbourne, a possible late shower, 23. Hobart, showers increasing, 18. Canberra, a sunny day. Wollongong, a sunny 28. Sydney, also a sunny 28. Newcastle, sunny as well, 29. Brisbane, a sunny 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, more humid and sunny, 34 degrees.